News Talk 590 KUGN here at 7:14. I don't want to take you away from your busy. You all right over there?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm fine.
Hey, Monday here. Got a little, what'd you say, crisp? It's crisp.
It's crisp outside.
Yeah, I like. Good. You got. Well, you got to like that though, right?
Yeah. Pops his eyes open. It'll get,
that's right.
Welcome to the day.
It's a 7:14. Dennis here and Matt McCarl over in the chair talking New Leaf Hyperbarics. Their number is 541-636-3278. I know you probably didn't have anything to write with, so I'll repeat that as we go forward here. What direction you want to go here today, sir?
Well, let's talk a little allergies because it is that season.
So far, so good. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Good. Yeah. As I was actually took a trip down to Southern California, or Northern California, this Middle California, Stockton, whatever
California.
They classify that, California. And as we were driving home, we went through this little area. My wife's like, "What's all that? Looks like it's snowing." I was like, "Oh, cottonwood trees are."
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You can see it in
blooming
the air
right now. Yeah. It's like spring snowfall out there right now, and a lot of folks are affected by that, and. There's been a lot of people that have had great results and a few studies done and folks that have great results from doing several sessions of hyperbarics and help detox the pollen out, get all that stuff out of our body, and they have less allergy issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've noticed myself, I used to be somebody who took Allegra every day because of the tree pollen, the grass pollen. Then you fall into winter and you get in the mold spores and all the stuff. And then you're in the house with all the dust all winter.
Right.
Yeah. After, I don't remember. So at least a year, I think, then I noticed that I hadn't taken Allegra in a long time. And that's a year of regular hyperbaric sessions, you know. And everybody's
right.
Different as far as what it may take for them to see this difference. But I do it regularly every week just for my pain control,
mm-hmm.
not because of the allergy stuff. So, you know, it may not be that somebody would need it every week for allergy issues. To help them initially, though, you know, if they came in and did at least three, we always recommend doing the first three and maybe a few follow-up ones, they should notice that, you know, their allergy conditions get a lot less to where maybe they're not quite as impacted in their sinuses, they're not coughing, sneezing, their itchy eyes could possibly get better. I also don't have to take my allergy-induced inhaler anymore, which is pretty cool. We do have a lot of folks that have commented to us that they don't have to use their asthma inhaler
right
as much, if at all, after doing hyperbarics regularly.
And I used to do the nasal cleanse, right? The water up one side, down the other.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just folks. I'm sorry, it was before breakfast. Didn't mean to do that to you, but and it helped at first. I don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
Don't have to do that anymore. And we've touched up on this numerous times about being proactive instead of reactive.
Mm-hmm.
We always
mm-hmm.
look for help when something breaks down.
Yes.
You got to think about taking care of it so it doesn't break down.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you keep like before my trip, I took my car and got the oil changed and everything checked
because
I was going on, you know, a few hundred mile trip and I didn't want to be stuck on the side of the road because I didn't check on something and it broke. Same thing goes with, you know, this vehicle we live in every day all our life that we kind of take for granted sometimes. If we don't check on it every now and again and do the maintenance it needs, it can break down. And, you know, we do have a few folks coming in right now who've had a surgery because maybe it's something that broke and they needed it fixed, or they're maybe wanting to do a little upgrade on some things. But after surgery, things weren't healing as
right.
well as they thought they should, or maybe they're just not healing correctly. And so they've reached out and we've been able to help out several folks just in the last month. It's been like about a dozen folks that have come to us for one issue. And like we have a lady that just found us. She broke her femoral head in her leg. That's the big leg bone in the top of your leg. And the bone seemed to heal okay, but the muscles and everything around mm-hmm. it just weren't healing right. And so she was unstable in her walk and different things like that and was having pain. She told me just after her first treatment that the pain was much better. And she actually got out of the chamber and practically ran to the bathroom because a lot of folks have that bladder issue,
sure.
especially the first time. But she didn't use her cane. that she was using when she first came in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, you ever take your case? She's like, I don't need that right now.
Don't need it.
All right. Cool. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome to see that change in folks.
That's nice to hear. One little side note, seeing that crud in the air, right, when you see allergy season, you change, you probably don't recognize you do it, but you change the way you breathe when you see crud in the air.
You breathe a little shallower,
which
isn't good. So we always want to take nice full deep breaths.
But not with that stuff in here.
No. But even, you know, if you do, you know, and you're getting it in there, come get a couple sessions and get that stuff out.
Sounds like a deal. Now, you got questions. We know you do. Is this right for you? Gosh darn it. Give them a call, 636-3278. The 541's got a, you already know that by now. 636-3278. New Leaf Hyperbarics. Have a great week, huh?
You too, sir.
Hey, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it as always.